Okay, I lied. It's not the first guitar-based band, but it is the first U.S. guitar-based band out on Wax Trax, played against Sam Records. I don't know what I was thinking. Shoot me. I can't. What else can I say? Well, join us tomorrow at 4 for Fresh Air with Terry Gross. Each day on Fresh Air, Terry brings you interesting interviews with arts and entertainment guests, usually some pretty weird stuff, too. She's had Sonic Youth on there. She's had beat poets, weird movie makers. David Lynch has been on there. Great stuff every day on Fresh Air, every weekday, 4 p.m. here on BSU Radio. Well, I have music for you now from the Farts by request. This is Resistance. This is recorded in... Daddy Hatebox on BSU Radio. Daddy Hatebox is composed of the drummer from Tad and the guitarist from Coffin Break and a couple other guys out of Seattle. Sort of a project. Of course, Daddy Hatebox is a parody of Mother Love Bone, in a sense. Out on New Rage Records, that is Tired Lives. Before that, The Vapors, by request, Turning Japanese, Lawndale, and Sasquatch Rock. Wreck before that with Retail. That's the band I was talking about out on Played Against Sam Wax Trax record, the first U.S. guitar-based band signed to the label, so you know. And we started the set off with The Farts by request and Resistance. Humor God. There's a few copies available at local record stores. I suggest you buy one. I don't know. If you'd like it, good reason to pick it up. Help out the band. Humor God. Local band, new tape out, and we'll be playing it at midnight, so stay tuned. That's about 20 minutes from now, by the way. Also, our request line is open. If you have a song you'd like to hear, give us a call. 385-3663 is the request line number. Call us up, let us know what you want to hear, and we'll see what we can do about getting it on for you. Music now from the Jack Brewer Band. Last week, I told you that Jack Brewer was originally a member of SWA. Well, I lied. Jack Brewer was originally a member of Saccharine Trust. However, the Jack Brewer Band has somebody in it that was originally a member of SWA. I just got my facts screwed up. Anyway, this is from their new album and a cover of The Doors' Peace Frog here on BSU Radio.
Roots and the palm trees of
The Heretics on BSU Radio. That's from their new Omnivore LP and Shrivel Up and Die. Before that, the Chemical People from their latest and The Right Thing. The Pixies before that. Once again, another cut from that Elektra artist's Elektra's 40th anniversary double CD. And what it is Elektra bands now doing covers of bands that used to be on Elektra. And in fact, one of the cuts on here is the Sugar Cubes doing Motorcycle Mama. Not quite appropriate for mutant pop, but I always liked Sailcat's version of that. You'll see the world on my Harley if the chain don't break. And the Sugar Cubes do an interesting version of it, if you've ever heard Sailcat. Well, before that, what that was the Pixies doing a cover of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band's Born in Chicago. And we started the set off with the Jack Brewer Band doing a cover of the Doors' Peace Frog. Absolutely nothing like the Doors did it. And I'm really into cover songs tonight. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a set of covers in a week or two. Actually, in a couple weeks, it'll be Halloween. Oh, I want to tell you about some shows coming up. Danzig next Wednesday night at the Zoo, along with white metal band Trouble. But they sound sort of like old Black Sabbath, so I guess they're happening. Trouble and Danzig, sort of a battle of good and evil, next Wednesday night at the Zoo. And then on October 14th, it's a Sunday night, it's the Dirt Fisherman record release party, if it happens. And apparently there's been some problems with the pressings of their albums. The test pressings were kind of screwed up, so it's been set back a little bit. But the Dirt Fisherman should have a record out, record and tape, sometime, hopefully within the next month or so. But look for the record release party on October the 14th. And then on October 20-something or other, I can't remember exactly, it's a Thursday night, I'll let you know next week. But put it on your calendar towards the end of October, sometime in the last week or so. The Jesus Lizard and Hullabaloo at the Zoo. And hopefully, maybe I can find that and give you the info on that after the album, after tonight's album, which is coming up, Humor God, their new tape. Stay tuned for that. Well, this portion of programming is funded in part by the students of Boise State University. I know, shut up. I do want to remind you, though, listen to Afropop Worldwide. Each week, we bring you an hour worth of international music, usually featuring one performer, national stuff, from National Public Radio. It's Afropop Worldwide here on BSU Radio. Well, 6 or 7 minutes until the album, and before that, I'm going to play a couple of your requests, starting off with Tad and Sex God Missy on BSU Radio.
Release the baby.
Solomon Grundy on BSU Radio. That's from their new album, and actually that's a side project of Van Conner from the Screaming Trees. That was My Mind, and I really didn't give that song that close of a listen before I threw it on. After just now listening to it, I have my doubts about it. I liked some of the stuff on the record, but that just seemed really 1972 to me. I don't know. I don't know if I like the direction that some alternative music is going. That's just me. Maybe you're into it. I don't know. Just kind of weird. It sounded like the Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship or somebody to me. Maybe it's just my bias at the moment. Anyway, before that...